1029 The Hog presents the Bob and Brian Binge.
Brought to you by Johnson Centrifugal Technologies. Looking for a new career with great benefits? Apply now at jctjobs.com.
A Romanian man nearly choked on a plastic fork he used.
Did you hear about Romanian man?
Romanian choke on plastic fork like Siberian man.
With a Kalashnikov. A Romanian man nearly choked on a plastic fork he used to dislodge food that was stuck in his throat 3 years after doing the same thing with a metal fork.
So he has something stuck in his throat, and he reaches down with the fork and is jabbing away.
He spears it and pulls it out.
Inel Aldia, he's 56 years old from Foscani, said, "There was this piece of meat on the grill that I couldn't resist. It got stuck there in my throat, and I was choking. I first tried to push it with my fingers, but it didn't move." Push it down further. There you go.
His fat, pork-like Romanian.
No, this is
brat fingers.
This is right out of the first aid book. First thing you do is reach down your throat and see
and
if you
push
can
it in there further. Yeah,
right.
Then I got desperate and looked around for anything that might help me.
No. Let Brian read it.
I'm sorry.
Then I got.
This is yours. This is yours.
Start with the first thing he did.
This is yours.
Start with the meat on the grill.
And the doctor at the end, you can read as well.
Start with the meat on the grill.
First was piece of meat on grill. Could not resist. And get finger stuck in throat while choking. Then I get desperate and look for anything to help. I think fork saved me. So, what's his name? Fork will save Ionel. And spear meat with fork in throat. But fork sleeps down throat too.
Does he have no gag reflex, INL? Jeez.
Gag reflex outlawed by Soviet Union in 1957.
I know, for the troops, right?
Many, many comrades are in gulag for having gag reflex. Then I'm taken to hospital. Doctors take out fork.
It's the second time, though, in 3 years that this exact thing has happened to IML.
That time it was even harder for IONL. Plastic fork slipped down easier, but metal one bigger. And give me hard time. Hard to talk with handle of fork sticking out of mouth.
Dr. Nicolay Balcaspa, who removed the fork, said, "I've never seen this kind of case before. It's once in a lifetime."
Nicolay Balcaspa.
It's once in a lifetime that I get a chance to see this kind of thing. So he's excited.
I will write paper for medical journal.
Right.
Fixing fork in throat. Take fork, pull out.